Hi everybody, this is Mark Amadeo. Thanks for joining us for part two of our vlog series covering the rights to technology under federal contracts. This vlog series is based on a white paper that we published last fall, and we're providing a link to that white paper in the vlog description. In this part, we're going to talk about three things that contractors need to do to retain ownership over subject inventions. Under the standard FARs and DFARs clauses that are inserted into government contracts, contractors are generally entitled to retain ownership over technology that's newly created under a government contract, so-called subject inventions. As an aside, one thing that contractors need to keep in mind with regard to subject inventions, particularly those new to government contracting, is that there's a trade-off. Since the government played a part in funding the development of that new technology, under the standard FARs and DFARs contract clauses, the government generally retains an irrevocable, all-paid-up license to use that technology. So there are limits to the exclusivity that contractors can offer if and when they later try to commercialize that new technology. But getting back to my main point, generally, if you or your company invents a new piece of nifty hardware, you have a right under the standard FARs and DFARs contract clauses to retain ownership over that technology. To preserve this right, however, contractors have to do three things. The first thing that contractors need to do is disclose the subject invention in writing to the contracting officer. Now, the consequences of not doing that, or not doing that within the time limits that are set out under the contract clause, are severe. Namely, the government acquires a right to receive title to the new invention. So what are the time limits? The written disclosure has to be made within 2 months after the inventor discloses it in writing to the person within the contracting company who is responsible for handling patent matters. There's an alternative time limit that applies to large for-profit defense contractors if it's earlier. Under that alternative time limit, written disclosure has to be made within 6 months after the company becomes aware of a new invention. Now, given the risks and consequences of not making timely disclosures to the government, it's important for contractors to make sure that their employee inventors disclose new inventions internally so that the companies can then in turn disclose them to the government. In fact, under the standard FARs and DFARs contract clauses, companies are required to enter into agreements with their employees that require them to make those internal disclosures. And companies are also required to educate their employees on the importance of making those internal disclosures. The second thing that contractors have to do is actually inform the contracting officer in writing that they are electing to retain ownership of the new invention. Here again, there are time limits, and the consequences of not meeting them are that the government acquires the right to receive title of the subject invention. So what are these time limits? Well, large for-profit defense contractors have from the time they make their initial written disclosure of the subject invention to the contracting officer until 8 months after that disclosure. All other contractors have 2 years after the initial written disclosures of the subject invention to inform the contracting officer in writing of their election to retain ownership. There's one instance in which an agency may shorten the selection period, and that's when there has been a public disclosure or use or sale of that invention that triggers the 1 year deadline under U.S. patent law to file patent applications. In those instances, an agency can shorten the election deadline to a date that is no earlier than 6 days before the end of that 1 year patent application filing deadline. The third thing that contractors have to do to preserve their right to retain ownership of a new invention is file patents within the deadline specified in the Patents Rights Clause of the contract. Again, the consequences of not complying or missing the deadline is that the government acquires the right to receive title of a subject invention. So what are these time limits? Companies must file a provisional or non-provisional patent application within 1 year of the written election to retain ownership. There's one instance, again, that an agency can shorten this time period, and that is if there has been a publication, sale, or public use that has triggered the 1 year period for filing a patent application under U.S. patent law. In that instance, the contractor must file the patent application before the end of the statutory period. Now, there's one more thing a contractor has to keep in mind. If the contractor files a provisional patent application, it must file a non-provisional application within 10 months of the provisional application. So, to sum up, the three things that contractors need to do to preserve the right to retain ownership of a subject invention are, number one, make timely written disclosures to the contracting officer. Number two, make timely written elections to retain ownership. And number three, file timely patents. Well, thanks for joining us, and we hope you come back for future episodes of the GovCon video blog.